It's been more than a century since the Mormon Church officially condemned polygamy, a practice it once embraced. But plural marriage persists among thousands of people in splinter groups. There are entire towns of polygamists in Montana, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Canada, and Mexico. They've been generally left alone since the early 1950s, but this past week in Utah, prosecutors filed their second major case in what appears to be a crackdown on polygamy. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The first case in the crackdown involved Utah polygamist Tom Green, who flaunted his five wives and 30 children on television screens around the globe. He's now serving a prison sentence of 5 years to life. The day Green was sentenced 6 weeks ago, more prosecutions were promised by Kirk Torgerson, chief deputy for the Utah Attorney General.
The cases that we're really looking at tends to be those younger girls who are being forced into these spiritual marriages, cases involving 14, 15, 16-year-old girls. They're obviously not marriages under the law. The church says you're going to do this, and this is the word of the prophet, and those are the cases we're going to take very serious.
And that fits the second case, involving Ruth Stubbs, who grew up in twin polygamous towns straddling the Utah-Arizona border. When Stubbs was 16, she says, she was forced into marriage and sex with a polygamist twice her age. Bill Walker is her attorney.
She was not ready for marriage, and she wasn't ready for the responsibilities of being a mother. And to force young girls that are below the age of consent into marriages to these older fellows is the worst kind of slavery and subjugation.
Prosecutors have charged Rodney Holm, Stubbs' polygamous husband, with bigamy and statutory rape. They also charged Stubbs' older sister, who's also another wife, with aiding and abetting the alleged crimes. Rod Parker represents Susie and Rodney Holm.
My clients are only guilty here of living their lives according to their personal religious beliefs, organizing their families according to those religious beliefs. And here the Attorney General is coming in and saying that his view of religion should prevail over theirs, I guess.
Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormon Church, which condemned polygamy a century ago and does not tolerate it now. But there are splinter groups, and the polygamous couple charged now are members of one of the largest groups. Rodney Holm is also the town marshal for the Arizona and Utah border communities the group dominates. Defectors have long accused the group's leaders of arranging marriages between underage girls and men as much as five times older. Attorney General Shurtleff.
I think that we need to protect these young people. They need to know that if they want out, if they want help, if they feel like they are being abused, then they need to know that there is somebody there to support them. And there hasn't been. That's part of the problem with these closed societies, that they don't feel like they've had anywhere to go and that the law isn't there to protect them. And if we're sending any message, it is that, yes, the law is there to protect you regardless of your situation.
The state may also charge religious leaders who arrange or perform these underage marriages. All this has polygamists spooked, says Ken Driggs, a public defender and legal historian who has studied and visited polygamous groups.
There is an increasing fear out there that they are going to have to go back on the underground, that they are going to be pursued and prosecuted, and they're concerned that they're going to have to disappear, pull their kids out of school, start hiding their family relationships, and it's very disruptive at that level for people now.
Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff says he won't target polygamists who are consenting adults. Rodney and Susie Holm face a preliminary hearing next month. Convictions could result in jail terms of up to 5 years on each charge. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.